A photograph shows a woman in a crowd of protesters wearing a sticker that reads, "Another world is possible and we won't be intimidated." But it's not from one of the many demonstrations around the nation since the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis in 2020. Instead, it's from a protest in New York City 18 years ago. The moment was captured by Kevin Babrisky, an award-winning documentary photographer who lives in Shaftesbury, Vermont. His work is part of permanent collections in numerous museums and the International Center of Photography. His new book is called Our Voices, Our Streets, American Protests 2001 to 2011. It collects some of his work chronicling more than a decade of demonstrations.
It's a chronological book starting at the inauguration of George W. Bush. I was in Washington off and on throughout that decade and also in New York City quite a bit, covering the various memorials and anniversaries of the 9/11 tragedy. I was up in Rutland, you know, protesters on Route 7 protesting the Iraq War. And then up at the field house at UVM in Burlington, covering the send-off of Vermont National Guard troops during the Obama administration. So I've covered a variety of situations, always with the medium format film camera called a Hasselblad. These are not smartphone, iPhone images, but with a medium format camera.
What made you want to cover these kind of events?
These are moments in history. And so I'm politically engaged as an observer. And then as a photographer, I'm interested in making images that have a resonance. So I'm always thinking composition, no matter what I'm looking at. If it's a Vietnam War vet who's supporting Bush, or if I'm looking at a protester against the war, I bring the same lens, the same mindset, the same sense of composition to both.
You are an observer. You just said so. That is part of your role. Are you also a journalist? Are you in some ways a participant in these demonstrations, or do you try to maintain objectivity?
Objectivity is absolutely essential. I remember an event, I think it was the fifth anniversary of the war, and I went down to Washington, D.C., and I was photographing supporters of the war around the Lincoln Memorial. A lot of Vietnam vets in leather jackets with their emblems and patches, and then there were the protesters against the war. And I was photographing both sides, and when I crossed the police line, I got to a collection of Vietnam vets all in their leather jackets. I happened to be wearing a leather jacket, too. And they said, "Are you on our side?" And I said, "Yes, I'm on your side," because I was on their side of the police barricade at that moment in time.
Well, when you said that, did they understand that you meant that literally and not figuratively?
I didn't get into that conversation because it's about the photographs. And I try to approach everyone with respect. And then later, when we look at the photographs, we see that there's a lot of nuance and difficulty in reading who someone is from an image.
I want to follow up on something you just said there, Kevin, because I find photographs like this so fascinating. But there are problems with photos, too, aren't there, in what we interpret when they see them? Because you're literally capturing an instant in time. There's a photograph in this book that I can't stop looking at. I think it was taken from March 22nd of 2003, an anti-war march. The photograph is of what looks like a policeman who seems to be handcuffing a young woman, and she's wearing a knitted cap. He's got his face right near her ear. It's almost like he's whispering something. And in that moment, you can't really read his face. He could be angry with her. He could be saying, also, I'm not here to hurt you, but I have to take you into custody because you've done something wrong. Do you know the photograph I'm talking about? And I wonder if you can convey the confusion that I have in looking at that and interpreting that photograph.
Right. I'm looking at it now. I think it's the photograph on page 77. It's actually
yes.
From Bennington, Vermont, March 20th, 2003. This was the morning after the beginning of the Iraq War. Several dozen Bennington County residents came to the Four Corners where Routes 9 and 7 intersect, committing the act of civil disobedience. And so the Bennington Police Department came in and arrested those who were in the street obstructing traffic. The picture that you mentioned is actually of Chief of Police Officer Paul Doucette. and I don't know who the young woman is, but this is a photograph that's attracted a lot of attention. I know Paul Doucette. We've been sharing the same community for decades, and there are so many questions that arise when looking at this photo. It's like the tip of the iceberg of an event, and then it's up to our imaginations to fill in the extra data.
I'm wondering if you look at the situation with all the protests happening around the country right now, how do you view that? Do you look at this as, here we go again, or do you look at it as, this is a different field?
Right. I think that so many things are quite different now. In the run-up to the Iraq War, there were protests in American cities of hundreds of thousands of people, and if you include international, there were millions of people. The numbers overall, I think, were even larger in the protests against the Iraq War. But what's different now is we have an extremely frightful and dangerous pandemic engulfing the entire world. We also have a president who has not been a good communicator. And then we have the killing of George Floyd, Errol Garner, and so many others. And those have been captured by live iPhone streaming video. Apparently it was a 13 or 14-year-old young girl who captured the killing of George Floyd, and she held the camera on that event for 9 minutes. The immediacy of the capture through social media and through handheld phones changes the dynamic incredibly and gives much more immediacy to the events. I like to think that we're at a very critical turning point in America with more justice and better equity, that we're on the threshold of that, but we just have to see.
Are you taking photographs of any of the current demonstrations, whether here in Vermont or elsewhere?
I went down to North Adams, Mass., and I took some pictures 2 weekends ago of the Black Lives Matter rally. But I realized that there are so many other people, people half my age and younger, who are on the streets, who are posting on Instagram, Twitter, elsewhere, Facebook. And I'll take my pictures, but I'm not a photojournalist right now.
Kevin Baberski is an award-winning documentary photographer who lives in Shaftesbury, Vermont, and his new book is called Our Voices, Our Streets, American Protests, 2001 to 2011. Kevin, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks, Mitch.